You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Welcome in, everybody, on a Wednesday. We got a lot of stuff to get to here. How you doing? Good to have you with us. Appreciate you getting up with us. We're with you till
That's it.
10 a.m. this morning. It is 6 o'clock and 25 seconds. And I'm salty already, my man. I am.
I'm sick of you and your chipper attitude. You're too chipper still, as you're salty. Yes.
Well, buckle up,
too
Buttercup.
Chipper in your saltiness.
Buckle up, Buttercup, because it's about to get salty in here.
All right.
Yeah.
I would imagine a lot of people listening had the same experience you and I did last night, or at least that I did, where you turn on the game. We're hurrying to turn on the game because we're finishing something else. Brandy says, hey, the game's on. So I turned it on. No, it's not. The game is not on.
No.
Jake Myers is on a knee. They're having a prayer circle.
They're holding a prayer vigil in center field right now.
It looked like they were having a memorial service or something because Taylor Trammell and Jake Myers were down on one knee.
Yeah.
Joe
Spada was out there.
It wasn't a prayer circle. It was a diagnosis, an ad hoc diagnosis for a guy who. Jake Myers says he came out, did his warm-up, felt great and everything, and all of a sudden, bam, Jake Myers out of the game, being limping off the field through the tunnel in the outfield.
Yeah.
And
helped off the field. I mean, under his own power, walking off the field.
It looked like he'd just gotten hip-drop tackled or something.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
It looked like he was a football player leaving the field in that moment.
Yeah.
And so there's a delay, and Brandon Walter gives up two home runs right off the bat. Yeah. And from then, it didn't get much better.
No. No, that was a
other
bad...
Other than Brandon Walter was really good after the two home runs.
He was good. He was fine. He was not the problem last night. The problem, again, is the fact that they've got half the lineup are guys who should be playing in Sugar Land right now. So, yeah, the first, it was not a great first 6 or 7 minutes of the game for me personally. Not to make this opening segment about me, but...
No, let's do that.
No. Just for a minute here, because I've been, since getting back from vacation, the Astros have been losing to one of the coldest, what was the coldest team in baseball. Not the good kind of cold. They've lost 10 in a row. So giving up two home runs in the first inning would have been bad. The fact that it was preceded by Jake Myers going out with a calf injury. There was a lot of go back to Jamaica on my timeline. I'm just going to say that.
Including from yours.
Including from my co-host.
Enjoy that blade of steel between your shoulder blades. Okay?
Yeah. I know where Seth stands.
Sold you right out.
He stands with the Astros, which I understand. Kidding aside, the much bigger story than the Astros losing this game last night. They lost 4-2 to the Guardians. So the Guardians come in and sweep the Astros. That's less of a story in no small part because the Mariners continue to lose also. Like, the Astros had a horrible three days, and they're still up by 6.5 games in the AL West. They got a day off today, so they get to regroup a little bit before the Rangers come to town. The story is this Jake Myers thing. The story, and it's because it's part of the bigger story, what the hell is going on medically with this freaking baseball team. The one thing, what have we not seen yet medically? Well, let's see. We've seen a lot of guys get setbacks, multiple setbacks. We've seen every part of the body get injured collectively on this team this year. You know what we haven't seen yet? A guy getting hurt jogging back out to his position after missing a couple of days. Poof. There you go. There's Jake Meyers doing it. And we don't know yet what the prognosis is moving forward for Jake Meyers. I thought it was a positive, Seth, that they let him do media last night. Although,
right.
Although if Jake could look any more confused after any question that he gets, boy, did he look confused after getting asked about how his calf feels. He blankly stared for about 6 seconds, looked over at an Astros staffer to see if he was allowed to answer the question, and was then instructed, probably better you don't answer that question.
Yeah, he asked whether he should answer the question.
Yeah. I would say if you have a player that feels like he needs to ask, just don't put him in front of the media.
It's almost like he'd injured his calf while robbing a convenience store and he had his lawyer next to him.
That's exactly what it was like. That's awesome. That's exactly what it was like.
I would like to invoke the Fifth.
Yeah. Do I get Miranda rights here? What are we doing?
What the hell?
Yeah, so we don't know yet. I mean, look. And obviously the jokes were flying when it came to Jake's leg.
Who could joke at a time like this?
What inning is the amputation taking place? You know, all these things.
Well, and immediately we're coming off an NBA season and NBA finals where multiple players had calf injuries and then tore their Achilles in trying to play through the calf injury or come back from the calf injury.
Yeah.
We in Houston are coming off a year in which Christian Harris missed pretty much the entire season with a mysterious calf injury. And then obviously, all of the mystery that's shrouded and misdiagnoses that have shrouded the Astros as of late. It just feels like it's one hit after another with the injuries on this team.
Yeah.
And that's so Espot has to shuffle the lineup immediately. The shout out to Space City Network because they had the new graphic up quickly.
Yeah.
I was impressed. Seems like more times than not in baseball, they've got the wrong lineup or the wrong picture of somebody up whenever there's any kind of change.
Yeah.
But it was really, really weird. And like we said, Brandon Walter lets up two home runs immediately, but then like dials it back in. I'm okay giving him an excuse for a starting pitcher being out there on the mound, warming up, getting ready to go. And then all of a sudden everything changes and there's a delay.
Yeah. He gave up two runs in 6 innings. However it happened, it happened. That's a good outing, you know? So that's a good outing. The Meyers thing is this is just the latest. And now, even if it's not an Achilles tear, and I know that's where you're going with all the NBA stuff, like could Jake Meyers have torn his Achilles? That was a lot of the speculation, understandably, that people have yet. I might have interrupted you. So there were people speculating about an Achilles tear, and I think the fact that they let him stand in front of a camera after the game last night would be an indicator that they don't think it's something serious, but they also thought that Jeremy Peña had a bruised rib and he had a broken rib. They also thought that Yordan Alvarez had a pulled muscle in his hand and it turned out to be a broken hand, and now he's had setbacks because he's getting back out there and swinging a bat too early. At the very least, this team has issues of knowing when and if to bring guys back from injuries. This team's had way too many setbacks with guys. And we haven't even talked about all the pitchers. You know, we just talked about Yordan, Kyle Tucker last year, Jeremy Peña with the misdiagnosis of the rib. And now Jake Meyers. Look, I'm assuming when somebody has a calf strain that the training staff gets with them, checks, and makes sure he's okay to go back out there. And he clearly was not. He hurt himself jogging. Not making a catch, not running down to first base after trying to leg out a hit. He hurt himself running out to take his position in the first inning. This is a big problem now, and this is a problem that I have zero problem at this point pointing the finger at the Astros medical staff in no small part, Seth, because nobody is stepping up to a camera or a microphone to explain anything about this. And this is at a point now for me where I saw people pointing the finger at Dana Brown last night about this. This is a Jim Crane problem right now. This is a Jim Crane problem. You have a part of your organization that is failing right now in some way, shape, or form, and we have no idea why because you won't let any of them talk to us. If this was happening in one of Jim Crane's regular businesses, if there were a department that was not only failing in a vacuum, but failing the main product is winning baseball games. They are failing the main product right now. I would think Jim Crane would be cleaning house if this were one of his regular businesses.
This is where Adam Spolane had summed it up perfectly in a tweet last night. He said, a reminder that James Click former GM. Maybe you guys remember him. A reminder that James Click admitted the Astros brought Jake Meyers back from that shoulder injury he suffered during the 2021 ALCS too soon, and the team would investigate their return to play procedure. An investigation that never took place after Click was dismissed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know about Adam. I don't know about the investigation never taking place. Maybe they did it quietly or something. We haven't heard anything about it. But it doesn't.
Didn't work.
Hasn't gotten any better.
Didn't work.
And it involves, ironically enough, Jake Meyers himself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard. It's hard for me because I sympathize with the medical staffs at times because there is a certain element of A, it's not always an exact science, and B, you rely on the players themselves giving accurate feedback, and players have a tendency to want to say, no, I'm fine, and to fight through things.
Yeah.
And yet, when it's time after time, when there's such a pattern here, and when it seems so much worse than other teams, it's hard not to wonder just what is your process here? You're one of the most analytically advanced teams in all of sports, not just baseball, all of sports. And yet somehow we seem to be failing at the medical science part of how you handle these players when they're injured.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's the thing. This is not a clown organization. This is a good organization. This is an organization that the on-field product has been the best in baseball on the aggregate over the last decade. And they've done it in a way that other teams are trying to replicate. They are solid on the business side. They're very good at the marketing. They're very good at the PR. The in-stadium experience is outstanding at Daikin Park. They have this one thing that they can't get right, and it feels like they're burying, like at least publicly, kind of burying their head in the sands on a lot of this stuff because they won't, unlike other Major League Baseball teams, they won't let us in on that part of it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, and it gets murky with professional sports. I have zero clue about the Astros dynamic with this, but that, you know, they usually have contracts with medical providers and everything, and sometimes there's an advertising element to it, and shady stuff happens on pro sports teams because of the business side of things at times. I have zero clue about whether any of those elements are at play here with the Astros, but I'm open to it being a possibility because what the hell?
Yeah,
honestly, what the hell?
It's crazy. They got a problem.
The height of irony was when we found out that Jordan's hand had been misdiagnosed on the day that they honored the hand surgeon.
The medical dude who had a hand specialty. Yeah, right. That felt like something, when I saw that tweet about that, it felt like something out of The Onion.
You know what? If there's one thing that we know about sports radio listeners, the vast majority of them are hand specialists in their own right, having been using one of them heavily since the time they were 13 years old.
Okay,
so we do not mess around when it comes to stuff like this.
Damn right.
Oh, you're a hand specialist, are you?
Yeah. So on the baseball side, are you worried that this is the regression we've all been waiting for here?
Regression to the mean.
Regression to the mean.
Well, like a fire flop. Well, regression to the mean.
Yeah.
Damn it. I hate it when the nerds are right.
Dude.
I hate it when the nerds are right.
I can't. The worst part about Jake Meyers getting hurt is it meant that Zach Short had to get back in the lineup. Zach Short struck out four times on Tuesday, and this is not shade. Zach Short shouldn't be on a Major League Baseball team. He struck out four times on Tuesday. Yeah. He gets put in the lineup in the two hole because they had already submitted the lineup card for the game. So when Jake was batting in the two hole, so whoever was going in for him had to bat in the so you got Paredes batting leadoff, and then up comes Zach Short in the two hole. You just want a guy in the two hole who's got a good eye and can make contact. Zach Short struck out four times the day before. I think two of them were looking. Two swinging and two looking. He strikes out the first time. He grounded out weakly to shortstop the second time he was up. I'm like, he was probably happy just to make contact. He's like that little league player. Like, I hit the ball.
They don't have to bring the tee out. I honestly, if you're a Guardians fan and you're watching that game and you missed all the injury and status and everything, you just turn it on and you see the second batter up with his 169 career batting average, probably like, what's going on with the Astros? Why is this Espada getting so much love right now when he's putting a career 169 batter in the two spot?
My God. All right, so we're off and running, as you can tell.
I got took one in the two spot.
On a Thursday. Pendergast and Limpy with you on the show today. If you missed that yesterday. That's the rewind feature.
You got to listen to the whole show.
Literally the whole show is in the last segment yesterday. So, all right, let's keep it moving. Let's stick with the Astros. I was glad to see this. Irrational thoughts out of the Dodgers over the weekend. One Dodger voice of reason. I would welcome this guy as a future Astro based on this bit of audio that you're about to hear coming up in the next segment. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. No Astros tonight. They need a night off after the last 3 days. Losing to the Guardians. Getting swept by the Guardians. Still 6.5 up in the AL West. I would say, Seth, take 2 out of 3 from the Rangers this weekend, and all is forgiven from Monday through Wednesday. That's going
to
happen.
That's all you have to do.
That's all you got
to
do.
Yeah. Hey, can we get back to that stage we're in where all of these guys were performing incredibly well above and beyond their historical stats?
Over their heads, yes.
Is that, yes.
Yeah, is that
yes.
Too much
can
to
we
ask?
Get back to the spot where I was? I had been deluded into the point of saying, I don't know, there's just something magical about these guys.
Right. Maybe there is something with this Cooper Hummel. Yeah. It is going to be Lance McCullers tomorrow night. He was good his last time out against the Dodgers. Yeah. Framber Valdez on Saturday and Hunter Brown on Sunday. So if you were hoping to see Hunter Brown start or even pitch in the All-Star game, that is not going to happen. He will not be pitching in the All-Star game come Tuesday. Oh, we should mention, though, Isak Paredes. He made the All-Star team. Yeah, he's replacing Jose Ramirez. So we've got 4 guys named to the All-Star team now. So good job. Congrats, Isak Paredes. Way to go. Speaking of the Dodgers series over the weekend, we know that as the Astros, remember the good old days where they used to score 18 runs in a game Friday? Mm-hmm. And Oral Hershiser, the Astros color analyst for that game on their team broadcast, had this to say as the Astros were peppering the Dodgers with all kinds of extra base hits.
Hit hard to deep center field. Páez on the run. He'll turn and watch this one. Wedge itself in the bottom of the wall. And Cam Smith flying into second, anchoring there with another extra base hit for the Astros. Double homer double to open third against Asparias.
I don't want to open an old wound, but in some ways, they're swinging at these breaking balls like they know what it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You nerd. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't want to open up old wounds, but here's an 18-inch dagger in your belly.
That's right. So that got a lot of run over the weekend. Fortunately, there is at least one voice of reason in the Dodgers organization. His name is Max Muncy. You put this up on your social yesterday.
Yeah, he was on Foul Territory on YouTube, and a full interview with him. He's a smart dude. Yeah. But they asked him, hey, so what's up with Oral Hershiser saying this stuff? What was going on there, and why were you guys getting why were they able to shell you guys so mercilessly?
Do I think they know what was coming? Yes, I do. Do I think they were cheating to get there? No, I think they had a tip on the pitcher, and that's on us to clean that up. That's not cheating. That's part of the game. Good teams are going to do that. So, yes, I do think they knew what were coming, but it wasn't because they were cheating. It was because, you know, our pitcher had a tip, and we've addressed it. We've cleaned it up, hopefully. And, you know, that's one of those things where you just have to always be careful about what you're doing out there. You don't want to give anything away to the other team. And, you know, that's something that we take advantage of a lot of times. And, you know, you have to find a way to clean that up. And that's not cheating. That's part of the game. That's being a smart baseball player is what that is. So do I think they knew what was coming? Yeah, but they weren't cheating.
Okay, so kudos to Max Muncy. What the hell was with that music underneath it?
That was I added the music. I added that little spy thriller music.
Yeah, okay. I, as I'm listening, I'm totally distracted by the music, and I'm listening to it. I'm like, this sounds like the music you would play under a scene in a movie where there's multiple people in different parts of a house that are trying to avoid each other, and they're tiptoeing around the house.
Yeah, yeah, like it's conspiracy and dodginess and whatnot. Yes, yes. I know that's what AI recommended I used for that.
Really? Yeah. it popped.
You know, the one thing about that that's interesting is that I can't remember. I don't think they were talking about specifically any pitcher, but Kasperius and Davis both got shelled in that game. Yeah. Kasperius gave up 6 earned runs, and Davis gave up 10 earned runs, the two pitchers for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if both of them were tipping pitches or if he was talking about Davis who let up the 10 runs or whatever it might have been. But it may have been both of them.
Yeah.
And it honestly gave me I thought this last night versus when Walter was really struggling in the first two home runs that he gave up, but then he dialed in and didn't. He retired 17 straight batters after that. I mean, sometimes there's an element of, man, team really does their homework beforehand, and yeah, they discover a couple tells that a team themselves hasn't figured out yet, and maybe it was both those pitchers that they felt they had a good tip on.
Yeah.
But it was really cool to hear Muncy basically just say, yeah, and at least one of these guys, we totally identified what the tip was.
Yep.
And that is the garden variety, old school, nothing illegal about it, that you just, guys get tips. Hunter Brown discussed whether or not there might be something going on where he was tipping his pitches in his last outing, and you hope that you figure it out and move forward.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to hear, like, to see the Astros be the team doing it and to see them doing it to the team with the best record in baseball. I like that.
The fun part was all the idiot Dodgers fans in the replies that didn't realize that Muncy was talking about a game from 4 days ago. That we're like, well, no, they found evidence and there was trash cans.
No way.
Idiots,
oh,
you're not
God.
Even following your current team. Pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good team you're talking about.
They just looked.
In the caption, it said in the 18-1 loss to the Astros.
And they thought he was talking about the 2017 World Series, these Dodger fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
Dodger fans. Dodger fans, man. The entitled sociopaths, the Dodger fans. That's who they are. So that was good. If Max Muncy ever wanted to become an Astro, he just basically gave the secret handshake. Don't lean on the trash can banging, you know?
Yeah. Well, plus, I don't even remember if Muncy's first year was in with the Dodgers was in 2018.
Yeah, I don't think.
But I don't know. In 2017, he was injured, so I don't know where he was, which because he was at Oakland before that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
It wasn't like he was an integral part of that 2017.
No. He was not a key core member of that team by any means. So that was good. That was good just to see that somebody on the Dodgers is a voice of reason in this whole thing. 713-572-4610.
Yeah, I don't think anybody from the Dodgers organization themselves, other than Oral Hershiser, was hung up on this whatsoever. We didn't get a hint of anything about that from really any actual baseball people.
Yeah.
There was nothing. It was Oral Hershiser fueling the flames because that old nerd can't let it go.
Yeah, it was probably, it was probably one of those things like where people within the Dodgers organization were like, oh, and they're going to think he speaks for all of us. Because he's on the broadcast. Like,
but I got to talk about him respectfully because he is, after all, he's Oral freaking Hershiser.
Yeah, he's a World Series hero and things like that. So, yeah, that's what I thought it sounded like, Texter. It sounds like it was the theme like from a game of Clue or the movie Clue underneath it.
Yeah.
It was like a caper. There's a caper going on somewhere.
I've noticed that, as you know, I'm experimenting on TikTok a little bit, trying to post more on TikTok. And the music does make a big difference. It's really, if you just do something with no music at all, it just doesn't, or at least I've kept a little spreadsheet, it just doesn't perform as well.
Is that right?
So even if the music doesn't have anything to do with it or anything, it's not a highlight video or whatever, it's just, it just grabs you.
Yeah.
Imagine that. So what I've discovered is that it seems like people enjoy music.
It's a sensory thing.
But it does have a more it has a more dramatic effect than I thought it would.
Yeah. No, it's when you play it, when you go side by side, do one with, one without, there's definitely a difference.
Yeah.
Shifting gears real quick, I feel good about the Rockets offseason. I felt great about practically every move they've made. Maybe every move they've made. I don't think they've made a move this offseason that I haven't approved of. Like, Rafael Stone has hit it out of the park, up to and including Jabari Smith's 5-year, $125 million contract that he was given, I think, while I was out last week. That contract extension, you would remember, Seth, because you were on the air. I think it was while I was out last week.
I think it was, whatever.
Yeah, so I haven't talked about it yet on the air, but the next two, Jabari Smith was the third overall pick in his draft. The two picks ahead of him were Chet Holmgren and Paolo Banchero. Paolo Banchero went one, Chet Holmgren went two, Jabari Smith went three, and Paolo Banchero got a max deal a few days ago. I think 5 years can be up to $287 million, so nearly $60 million a year. Chet Holmgren got a max deal yesterday, 5 years, $250 million. Jabari Smith Jr. is not as good as either of those guys. I will concede that. And Paolo Banchero is an all-star. I got that. Chet Holmgren was a key member of a championship team, very good. Jabari Smith got half the money both those guys got. He got 5 years, $125 million. And I tweeted the other day, I'm like, I feel good. I'd rather have Jabari Smith for 5 years, $125 million, than Paolo Banchero at $60 million a year. And everybody, almost universally, people that were replying to that, were going, no, dude, Paolo Banchero is an all-star. He's so much better than Jabari Smith. And I'm going, I know that. I said for $25 million a year for this team and the role that he plays, I'd rather have Jabari Smith Jr. than be pot committed to Paolo Banchero being the man on my team.
Right.
And I got a lot of heat for that, and I get it. He averaged 26 a game this year. I will double and triple down on that, though, versus Chet frickin' Holmgren getting 250. Chet Holmgren getting twice as much as Jabari. Give me Jabari Smith all day in this world of the second apron that we live in, where once you commit to guys, this is your guy. These are your guys. Chet Holmgren at $50 million a year, if I were a Thunder fan. I mean, they won the title, so they're just keeping the band together. But, man, that is a great contract by Rafael Stone, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's one of those things where – and the hazardous part of you tweeting that out is that on social media, you've got the whole spectrum of – there's one group of the hyper-analytical people in one corner that are going to be like, well, yeah, especially when you consider the 17th apron. And then on the other side, you've got the people that are like, why are they not signing this guy?
Yeah.
Why are they not – people that want to operate like there's absolutely no consideration whatsoever to the contract. Yeah. In football, it's, why are they not trading for Jalen Ramsey? Like, well, because it costs $20 million a year.
Yeah.
You've already got a couple of good cornerbacks on your team.
Yeah.
So, you just got caught in the middle of the crossfire. There.
Well, I think the hardest thing to convey on social media is that you got 200. Well, you have more. Anyways, the character thing isn't the thing. On social media, where you're trying to stay brief, is that I'm not saying Jabari Smith is. I'm not saying he's better than either of those guys, but especially Banchero. I'm saying he's a better value than both of those guys.
Better value, right? And that's where when you bring in Kevin Durant and you trade not all that much to get him, but you still have his contract to consider and everybody else. Yeah, it's these. It's not like Jabari Smith's deal is a marginal deal, but it's not a marquee deal. Those are the ones that you really got to get right.
Yeah.
And you can't be overspending for, gosh, I mean, the stuff that was going on during the year that the cap inflated, or that inflated so much.
Yeah, yeah.
When 2016, teams were just spending stupid money on mediocre players.
Yeah,
yeah, and that comes back to bite you,
including the Rockets. No. They gave Ryan Anderson $80 million.
Ryan Anderson, it was that was annoying because, and I felt uncomfortable with it at the time because the Rockets had been trying to trade for Ryan Anderson for like 3 or 4 years,
yeah.
And all of a sudden they get this big wad of cash.
Yeah,
oh yeah, go spend it on that.
Yeah.
It was like if you grew up when you were a kid and your dream car was a Mazda Miata because you're an idiot. But then all of a sudden you're like, you're 26 years old, you get your first big raise, and you're like, ooh, a 93 Miata just came available. I'll pay whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. No negotiation.
I'll pay cash. Yeah. I'll give you an extra $500 just to be sure you don't sell it to somebody else before I get to the lot.
You know how long I've wanted this Miata?
I need this Miata now.
Yeah. I do wonder.
What is it? It's candy red? Woo!
I wonder. that was the color for the Miata back in the day. I do wonder how Jabari Smith Jr. feels. Like, it's almost in some ways maybe a curse of being on a team that's gotten really good really fast. Is that, like, man, if I got drafted by a team where I'm not a role player, where maybe they just had to give me 35 minutes a night because they got nobody else on the team. You know, he got drafted onto a team that had a bunch of young guys on it. So he was, you know, and he settled into being a role player. Like, if he went on a team where he put up bigger numbers because he got more minutes and he got more shots, and all of a sudden you got to make a decision on him, and there's a lot of stupid teams that'll max a guy just because they're averaging 20 points a game. If he would have gotten more money. I don't know that he thinks about that. I thought about that on his behalf when he got when I saw these two deals that went ahead of him.
By the way, Banchero's deal was announced on like Monday or something, mm-hmm. So you weren't late to it. That's why I was a little,
Oh, no, I tweeted about it on Monday when it came out, and then I tweeted about Chet Holmgren again yesterday. No,
right, but you would ask, you're like, I don't know when this deal happened.
I was talking about Jabari Smith's deal when I said that.
Okay, I misheard you.
Yeah,
okay.
I was talking about Jabari's deal when I said that. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's do some headlines. The Astros, they lose last night. we need to recite Matt Kawahara's line that you cited in Twitter at the beginning of the article. That was good stuff. They lost the game. I want to read that line when it comes to Jake Meyer's injury. We got another Astro going to the All-Star game. We got a former Astro that's back in American baseball, and a whole lot more that we will get to in headlines. We'll do that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, let's start with the headlines in the Astros. They lose 4-2 to the Cleveland Guardians. They get swept. No real damage in the standings, at least in the AL West standings. You're still chasing Detroit. If you're thinking about being the number one team in the American League, you're still chasing the Tigers. You got work to do there. But as far as winning the AL West, would have helped to win these games, but you're up 6.5. Last night's big story was really the entire night was that you needed to see took place in from about 7:10 through 7:30, because that's when the Cleveland Guardians took a lead that they would never relinquish. They hit two solo home runs in the first inning, took a 2-0 lead. They go on to win 4-2. But the big story to me was Jake Meyers, who was supposed to return for this game last night. He'd been out with a calf injury that he suffered in the middle of one of the Dodger games over the weekend, so he'd been resting the calf for a few days. Obviously, everybody involved determined it was okay to put him back out there, jogging back out to take his position to start the game. They'd submitted the lineup card. He's headed out there for the first inning. And Seth, as you pointed out earlier, we come back from the break, ready for the first pitch, and there is a vigil being held in center field with several people gathered around a kneeling Jake Meyers out there.
Yes.
So
yeah, Matt Kawahara, shout out to him for the opening line of his Astros recap. The Houston Astros endured a loss Wednesday night, and then the game started.
Yes.
So yes, that's exactly
like
what it was. It was Jake. It was a eerie beginning, and Jake Meyers gets escorted off the mound, and I mean at the time, Brandon Walter was already out on the mound warming up and everything. Obviously, you have a delay, and then Brandon Walter gives up two home runs in the first inning.
Yeah.
And it felt bad. It felt bad. Brandon Walter, to his credit, and I will give him an excuse on the first two home runs, in that you're a starting pitcher, your routine gets all screwed up and everything. He retired the next 17 batters.
Yeah.
He was great after that.
Yeah.
But my God.
Well,
the offense wasn't until Dumont gave you an RBI double.
Right.
But that was, you had Trammell get driven in by Dubon with an RBI double.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was pretty much it was a boring nothing to see here game until the eighth inning.
It really was. And yeah, and one of the home runs was to Jose Ramirez. I'm like, a lot of people give up home runs to him, so I can't fault Brandon Walter for that. Meyers was the big story because this is just the next in a chain of what feel like medical mishaps on behalf of the Astros and their staff. Joe Espada was asked after the game, what gave you assurance that Jake Meyers was okay to go out there and play?
Well, we did a lot of tests before we decided to run him in the lineup, and we felt comfortable and strongly about putting him in there. And then before he takes the field, on his way to his position, just tying up on him.
Okay, I haven't heard this one yet. Was there imaging done on the calf before you sent Meyers back out there?
No. We didn't think that he needed it. We just did some ultrasound, which it shows how the muscle and stuff is in there, and you know, it's just some tightness in there, and you know, trying to get him healthy, trying to get him back on the field.
Okay, I don't know
ultrasound. What they have? Christian Walker's obstetrician working on him? What the hell's going on here?
That goop on the back of his calf.
Well, yeah, ultrasound, correct me if I'm wrong, medical professionals, but yeah, that's a treatment, not a diagnosis. They need to be doing an MRI. Remember Jeremy Pena's ribs weren't broken when they used an x-ray, but the MRI revealed a break. They need to be... this
MRI
team's
everything.
Reticence with MRIs is really starting to annoy me.
Yeah, I don't even know what the right answer was to that question. I just know that's an answer that's going to get Astro fans mad, that they didn't do everything possible to make sure that the calf was okay when he pulls it literally running out to his position. Now, this bit of audio is the one that got the most attention. Jake Meyers, he did media after the game. I am reading that right now as a sign that maybe this isn't as severe as Twitter was forecasting it might be when he was getting helped off the field after
because
the
people
injury.
Thought immediately, oh, torn Achilles. We've seen all these NBA players play through a calf injury, yeah. and then they tear the Achilles. It looked like it might be a torn Achilles.
It might be. I never thought Tyrese Halliburton would somehow factor into the Astros season, but this is how it was factoring in. There were doctors on Twitter, myself included last night, wondering if it's an Achilles. They let Jake Meyers do media, so that was a positive sign. However, when he was asked if this one feels worse than the previous one, understand that some of the empty audio you're going to hear is Jake Meyers uncomfortably staring into space and then looking over at a PR staffer to ask if he should answer that question.
Does it feel worse than yesterday?
That's looking too bad.
You're going there.
That's all I got. I'm sorry.
Okay, so he's not answering. He ain't talking. Yeah,
even though he's a grown man. As a grown man, he made his decision not to answer that.
And I know it's confusing because sometimes Jake Meyers' answer to any question is, But do you want
to go back to Nebraska? Do you be with mommy?
Do you think the fact that he didn't answer the question means that it feels better, worse, the same? Do you have anything to read into that?
I wonder if he's kind of aware of all the hits that the medical staff has taken, and he feels like people are going to read into this.
I have nothing.
More,
I have no idea
less.
What it means.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. He's also in a position where he was feeling great, felt fine before he went out there. So how he feels in the moment, as we've learned with calf injuries, like with Christian Harris, that, man, just how I feel in this moment probably doesn't tell me a damn thing about what it actually means for this injury.
Yep.
So the one thing about this series that I would say is, in a lot of ways, it is a stat nerd's best scenario for the Guardians have the 26th most runs scored in baseball, but when you look at the advanced stats, they're leading the league in expected batting average, expected slugging,
really
expected weighted on base average, all this.
And they're 26th. That's crazy.
Yeah, like they've had some, because I've been trying to figure this. Like I've been looking at him. It doesn't really make sense that the Guardians' record is what it is. Just in the same way that at the other end of the spectrum, that it doesn't really make any sense that the Astros' record is what it is.
Yeah.
So when you want to talk about regression of the mean or water finding its level or anything like that, this series feels a lot like that.
Big time.
All right. The Guardians have had some bad luck, obviously. The Astros have probably had some good luck along the way with some really good, you know, good performances out of guys who have been playing out of their heads in some respects. But I'm not overly alarmed about getting swept by the Guardians because they're not as bad as the record would suggest.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Isak Paredes is going to be going to the All-Star game. That was cool. They did a video before the game.
Damn it, I'm dead wrong on all of it. Disregard everything I just said about
that. Yeah,
that
didn't sound right to me.
Stuff. It didn't at all.
Yeah.
It's a damn color coding on Baseball Savant. Yeah. I was 100% wrong on all of that. They actually should be worse than they've been. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Is there any way we can go back in time?
Can we?
Ben, can you dump that?
Can you dump what Seth said 2 minutes ago?
Can you dump the last 2 minutes?
Is there any way you can do that?
No.
You can. What if I hit this? What if I have a dump button here? What if I hit it like 10 times? Will it go back and dump all of it? Will it rewind?
No. I hate it when the dumbest thing I do is first thing in the morning.
Well, you said you weren't going to do this anymore either, you know, with the stats.
Look up the stats. And I know that I get screwed up with the color coding on Cleveland Guardian or on Baseball Savant and everything. Don't worry, everybody. Everything's going to be the Astros medical staff told me that I'm fine and that I don't have any neurological issues. So everybody just be cool, okay?
Don't even joke about
cool.
that.
Why?
No.
The Astros said I don't have CTE, all right? We're in the clear here, okay?
We know that.
He's neurologically fine.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, actually, they're the worst in baseball in a lot of regards by the advanced stats.
Okay.
Not the absolute best, like I said. Yeah.
Oh. Isak Paredes on his way to Atlanta for the All-Star game. Good video online on the Astros social media, if you want to check that out, of Joe Espada sharing that news. Isak, a very popular guy in that clubhouse. Dallas Keuchel, back in American baseball. He'd been pitching overseas, Japan or China, somewhere over, I think in the Chinese Baseball League. I don't remember where, somewhere over there. Does that sound bad that I said that?
It doesn't, no, because you acknowledge it.
Yeah, like
know.
I just don't remember which
you're
one.
Not, you're not like somebody who thinks that Japan and China are the same.
I definitely don't think they're the same. Yeah, I know I don't. They're I just couldn't remember.
Overseas,
I just know they play baseball in both places. I couldn't remember where. Does it really matter? So no, he's back here in the United States. He signed a minor league deal with the Kansas City Royals. If he gets called up to the big club, he will make a pro rata portion of a $2 million salary. He's not pitched good baseball in a long, long time, Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah.
At least
coming
over
up
here.
Next, Sean Pendergast does a Yao Ming impression. Yes. Just like Shaq back in the day.
Right. Yeah. No. all right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Those are headlines for today. Very baseball heavy on the headlines. All right, up next, circling over to football. We played this audio yesterday, the Joe Burrow audio from Quarterback, where he gets all angry with his team and Zach Taylor, and he does a lot of screaming and yelling in a win. Clint Sterner had an opinion on this, and I wanted to play this and run it by Seth Payne.
If I'm here when we get back, I might commit seppuku before we return. Yeah.
Don't do that. So we'll have that. Clint's take as relates to C.J. Stroud when it comes to leadership style. I thought this was interesting. Listening to it on the drive. That's coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.